I'm Gary Schnitke. I'm a professor at the University of Illinois working in farm management.
As farmers are deciding, they might have already had the seed purchases for in the ground this spring, but doing some analysis on soybean fields and replanting soybeans the next year, Gary, what are you seeing?
Yeah, what we're seeing in Illinois is that for the past 3 years, all across the state, soybeans have been more profitable than corn. So we took a look this year and saw is soybeans after soybeans a potential on some fields in the Midwest. And what we did find is that in certain cases, it looks like soybeans after soybeans will be more profitable than corn after soybeans.
Breaking that down into a budget, comparing corn to soybeans and making that cropping decision, what factors are you considering?
Yeah, so what we did when we looked at soybeans after soybeans was we took our soybeans after corn budget, reduced yields by 5%. That usually works out to be between 2 or 3 bushel decline. That's based on some agronomic work here done at the University of Illinois. And we didn't change any of the cost. So when we soybeans after soybeans, not changing cost would mean that pest problems aren't a big issue. There wouldn't be, for example, soybean cyst nematode. So it's a field that's suitable for soybeans after soybeans.
Did you factor in any premiums that a farmer might have, whether that's food grade beans or non-GMO soybeans?
No, we didn't factor anything like that in. We took commodity soybeans and compared it to commodity corn.
And while that's a model for this year, you know, putting that out into the field, what can farmers see if they're doing that maybe this year, considering that even into next season?
Yeah, so one of the things that has caused soybeans after soybeans to be in the mix this year is the increase in cost that we've seen recently since 2006, and also the drop in commodity prices. So long as we're looking at corn prices below $4 and soybeans in the $9 range, soybeans is going to be competitive with corn in terms of profitability. When we get higher prices, it's likely that corn will be more profitable than soybeans.
And from the agronomic side, is there any downturn of keeping a continuous rotation of soybeans on soybeans?
Yeah, so anytime you go with a crop following a crop, you're going to have yield losses and you're going to have increased chances of pest pressure. So yes, there is. Those things can happen and should be considered when making those decisions.
And Gary, any last comments to wrap us up with?
One thing that we noted when we were looking at these budgets is still the low returns that farmers are going to have for 2016. It's time to really take a look at cutting those costs and cutting those cash rents.